What were some of your parents' favorite expressions? Papa was not a person that ever swore. It's very seldom I ever heard him use a swear word. He really had to be really mad before he would ever say a swear word. Sometimes I think if he ever complained about the pain that he had in his back or his stomach or anything, like it might be oh me or my, something like that. But he was never one to complain. Neither one of my parents ever complained about what their pains and everything. And I know they, in later years, well, all their life, they kind of had problems. Mama with her stomach, throat, and Papa had his kidneys kicked loose. Horse whirled and kicked and caught him right in his crusty's back and jarred his kidneys loose. So that bothered DeMalvi's life growing up that I knew of. And he broke all of his horses, and sometimes he had, I remember we had one called Dewey. He's just a little bay, but a tough son of a gun. And he might get on him, and he'd light into Buck. And so one time we was going up to Toxaway Lake, Papa and Mama and Robert and I. And we took old Blaze for a pack horse, and Mama and I rode Smokey, a great big black, wonderful horse. And then little Dewey, Robert, rode behind Papa and little Dewey. And he lit into Buck, and so Papa dropped Robert off, and he rode him out until he behaved himself. And then Robert got back on, and we headed out. And it was about 14 miles up to Toxaway Lake, and we had to go back down across Salmon River and Yellow Belly and way up to Toxaway Lake. But it was a wonderful place. I killed a nice big buck up there and a mountain goat up there one year later. No, and my mother never used any bad language either. I don't really know of any favorite expressions that they ever used. They just either scolded us. Sometimes Mom would get a little switch when we were growing up if we didn't come and pack water on time or something like that. Maybe she'd use a little willow switch and switch us a little bit. But and we had to be really bad for Papa to ever do anything. I don't really remember him ever giving us a whipping, except Robert and I when we filled the Model A up with rocks and sticks, and we deserved it bad.